Hi, this is a dictation for Delores Featherstone, DelorisFeatherstone, date of birth is 1/14/1973, date of accident 2/20/2023, date of service 11/20/2023. The patient is here for a follow-up visit. Initially, she was involved in a car accident where her car was involved in three car accident where she was hit from the rear-ended and then she spun two or three times. And then she hit a parked car. This impact caused her injuries to her head along with symptoms of dizziness, vertigo, which have improved, lack of focus, ringing in the ear, loss of concentration, nightmares, which have minimized. The pain syndrome started in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and both shoulders, both hips, with radiation to the left leg anteriorly, often known as numbness tingling involving second, third, and fourth toe. No radiation initially was reported into the arms or fingers. The pain in the right shoulder was 9 with ability to lift the arm up to 90 degrees. Essentially, all the symptoms have continued and a patient report that she has a shoulder which hurts at night really bad when she lifts anything. And she went back to work on November 6, 2022. She gave an affidavit to be able to go back to work, even though it was not recommended by us. And she wanted to go back to work so that she doesn't lose her job and her home. And she was then, at her request, put back on a regular duty. Now she came back. She said she was unable to handle the job. She could not do a regular job. And now she wants to work on a light duty, which is perfectly fine. She reports that the right shoulder was hurting a lot and she could not do much. She also failed to do the test job for lifting at work. And because she went to a temp service, temp service for going to work full time. At this time, pain level is between 8 to 10, affecting his neck, her neck and the lower back and both shoulders as a main issue. 80% relief is obtained when patient undergoes physical therapy treatments. And please review the chart for ADL for the system review for additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination will reveal blood pressure of 164 over 109, pulse is 79, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of November 6, 2022, dictation number 1108-113. The plan is to now continue the physical therapy for neck and lower back and the right shoulder times 2 with traction massage, aquatherapy, photobiomodulation, infrared, as well as laser treatment, which have been discussed with the patient. Her maps and labs have been reviewed. She's also provided with antivert 25 milligram for controlling her dizziness, if any, and her hydroxyzine 25 milligram 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for controlling the anxiety. In addition, the patient is advised to visit us in a month time. She's also advised that she could benefit from lumbar, thoracic, and cervical epidural injection as well as further shoulder injections and diagnostics SI joint injection. Patient never showed up. She was not interested. Medication-wise, she's provided with Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory effect on full stomach. Orotram 50 milligram 1 or 2 PRN for pain relief. Wellbutrin is provided for anxiety and pain relief. Depression relief and fear is at 1 or 2 for headache relief, lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. The patient will continue seeing other specialists, which include neuropsych, psychiatrist, and neurologist for her TBI if it is bothering her too much, ophthalmology for the optic nerve examination. Other than that, the patient is fairly stable. Now she's going to be released on a light duty job where she can lift up to 10 pounds at 7 hours, 6 days only. Thank you.